The Shulchan Aruch this morning is discussing some sort of ipanda, which is a sort of bereka or something similar. And now there's two issues involved in this heating up this bereka. One issue is the issue of bishul. Although the item has been cooked already, the shayla of bishul. Another issue is the shayla of moilid. Moilid means when we is the issa to change a solid item into a liquid item. It's called an issa of moilid. The Shulchan Aruch, if you turn to page Simon Shin Chof Siv Tes, Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chof Siv Tes, Ein Muraskin es Hashelek, a person may not squeeze snow to make water from it. So to squeeze snow to make water from it, an issa of moilid. So the question in our sifa is to heat up this impanda in a way that the shuman, the fat, changes into liquid. Is this an issa of moilid? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is mati on both accounts. Says the Shulchan Aruch, muta lite, when we put back to sif shin yud ches sif tezayin, muta lite in panda keneged ha'eish b'mochem sheyat zeledes boy. It's permitted to put this pie next to the fire in a position which is yad seledes, that means it will get heated. Although the fat which has already become solid will become liquid, there's no issue A mitzad bishul and B mitzad moilid. So let's go rishon v'alachron achron. Let's go in order the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkof Nechof, the Sivkof Nechof. Why there's no issue here of bishul and why there's no issue here of moilid. Says Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Ipanda. Ipanda, like taking something there. Yeah, sure. I'd like to stand up today a little bit. Okay. Right, says Shulchan Aruch. What's an impanda? Says the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf. Who pashtida? This is a pie. Hanisko b'kam b'kamos, which is mentioned in other places in Shulchan Aruch. You may remember the pie from Chos Brochos. You may remember the pie from Yerudea when we're discussing in Yerudea it comes up. It's a pie. Hanisko b'kam b'kamos. Who paska fuller? It's a sort of pie. Hamemula b'chaticha shomun, which is filled with pieces with bits of fat. The nice nisham, you put it there k'day lechal m'moy, and you're putting it next to the fire because you want to heat it up. So why is it mutter? Why is it no issue of bishul first of all? The reason this is permitted, the kiv and shehu yavish, since this pie is in fact the shuman is a solid, after it's standing, therefore although it's cooled down, lo shayach bar bishul, because ein bishul acha bishul v'dova yavish. So therefore the recooking of this dry fat does not involve bishul. Now, the chayr, that's a dava pasha, but it's not so simple, because there are those that hold, if you have a solid which will become liquid by virtue of recooking it, it already has the din of a liquid. And therefore, you may have thought, there are those that actually disagree, and they hold note that if you have a solid which is soluble, which is going to dissolve upon heating, then it's got a din of a liquid and it is subject to bishul. That's what the Mishnah continues. But afal pishah shuman choyzev nimuach, and although the fat will then become liquid, miklamoka mikri yavish, we still consider this a dry item. Kivin shabashah shenoisnoit lecham moilin imchadayin. Since but when you actually heat up this shuman, the fat is not yet liquid, it has a din of a solid, and with the solid we have a din, ein bishul, achar bishul b'dova yavish. Right, connected hot ash. So, how are you going to heat this item? Of course, when we discuss putting an item to the flame, it doesn't mean opposite the flame directly, or on the flame, let's say, because then there'd be an issue of mafsik and mavashal, an issue of chazorah. We may never put an item on the flame without filling the conditions of chazorah, etc. For example, you have a keli, independent keli, which serves to, as a form to permit chazorah. We know all about this when we learn the halachas of chazorah. The mitzvah bishul of this pudding, the Shulchan Aruch is not worried because he considers it a davar yavish, and ain bishul achar bishul b'davar yavish. I, what about Moilit? Is there no issue over here of the fact that it's similar to a piece of ice which may not be transformed into water, because it's a Moilit? You're making a new item. Why is he not concerned similarly over here, that the shuman, the fat, is becoming liquefied, if there's such a word, and turning into a liquid which would involve moilit? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a cotton cuff base, for half LP, and although, says the Mishnah Berurah, for loidami the risuk shelig aborot, this is not the same as crushing snow and sleet, and for all the karmas, the Mishnah Chofsi of test osmet ham noilid, which is an issa of moilit, shem moilit hamayim, because you're creating water. Similarly here, originally the fat was thick, the kofoi, and solidish, congealed. Now it's becoming liquefied. To change a solid into a liquid will involve the issa of
moilit.
Says the Mishnah Berurah. The lahot says the Mishnah Berurah. The shani hachal here is not no issue. The le'ovid klumbia daim. Moilit, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chof Siv Tes, is only when a person is actively changing solid into a liquid. For example, he squeezes the snow to change it into a liquid. Here, however, he's not doing anything actively. He's just heating the item up. And then, because of that, a subsequent consequence of that is that the shuman will turn into a liquid. That's not active. The Shulchan Aruch holds moilit is only also if it's active. Again, the shani hachad or the ovid klumbia daim elamimelu hanimcha here, it's only becoming a liquid by itself. Not the person's not active. Like I'm borrowed nami tanya, we've even learned a similar thing with regard to sleet or snow. Avol nois nula teicha kosh shel yain that tananoi veina choshish. One may put the kunda shulchan aruch at least. You can put your ice cube into a liquid, and the kunda shulchan aruch you can even put ice cube onto a plate, onto a table. But afapisha nimayach, and although it changes into a liquid. Kiven shehu memeilu. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is moilid that happens by itself is not an issue of moilid. So Shulchan Aruch has covered himself completely. Mitzad bishul there's no issue because ain bishul lachal bishul lachal yovish. Mitzad moilid there's no issue because he holds that this of moilid doesn't apply if it happens by itself. Yeah. Now the truth is that that's very nice according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, but when it comes to the Ramah. The Ramah actually has a different distinction as to why moilid is permitted inside a cup. Shulchan Aruch understands moilid is permitted inside a cup because you're not active. According to Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Chof, if you put an item on the table or put an ice cube on the plate and allow it of its own accord to change into a liquid, it's permitted because a person is not actively changing it into a liquid. The Ramah, however, he's got a different explanation in the Gemara that says Av Nois and Hula Toich HaKois. He says that the reason a person can pour an ice cube into a cup is referring to a cup of liquid, and the reason it's permitted is because you can't tell which part of the liquid was there previously, and which part of the liquid has been created on Shabbos, it's Eino Nikka, and that's why it's permitted to put ice cube into the liquid.
Why should there be any problem with ice? If you leave ice on a plate, it will melt by itself. You don't
right.
have to...
Right, as I'm saying to the Shulchan Aruch holds, the reason the Gemara says nice nul teicha kois when we put ice cube into a cup is because you're not actively crushing it, it's happening by itself. Quite right. But the other Rishonim and the Ramah takes on like this, that's not the Hezbollah why nice nul teicha kois. The reason nice nul teicha kois is not because it's happening by itself, it's because you're putting the ice cube into a liquid, and since when it's in the liquid you can't tell which part of the liquid was there before the ice cube was placed in, and which part of the liquid is really a dissolved part of a melted part of the ice cube. It's ain't a nikka, it's not nikka. If it's not nikka, the moilid which has taken place is not nikka, that's why it's permitted. According to the Ramah's opinion, according to this opinion at least, you could actually take a piece of snow, put it into water, and squeeze it while it's underwater. Because since it's taking the changes which is taking place, it's happening in a way which is in a nikka, you can't tell which of the afterwards which part of the water is the water, which part of the water comes from the snow. Notice in Rotei Hakos, since it's happening under the water, it may even be crushed into water because it's happening, it's not nikka.
Yeah. You buy ice block in the cup.
Yeah.
And it melts by itself. Yeah. That's why you shouldn't be able to drink the resulting drink.
And if there's no water, according to that opinion, quite right. According to that opinion, if there's no Oh, no, there are marbles like that. There are marbles only permitted if the change is taking place under liquid. And in fact, we'll see that we are machmir for that shita lachatchila as well. And therefore, on Shabbos, if you'd have, let's say, an ice cube, you should put it in there, and you want it to dissolve, you put it in. If you have a little bit of water there, if you're trying to make it dissolve, you put a little bit of water, then you put it in. And then it's when it's dissolved, it's not. It's happening by itself. B, it's not nicker, and
so
that's
isolated. Isolated that melts by itself while you eat.
Pack clear, huh? Yeah.
Isolated that melts by itself.
But then you're not
eating, so you have to be careful not to eat.
No. When you're eating it, you don't have to worry about it. As we'll learn, Ezer Hashem more about moilid when we come to it, and it's even going to be discussed there. Small amount, also, we don't have to be worried about, and particularly if you're not trying to make the water. We discuss it when a person specifically has a significant amount of ice and he's trying to change it into a liquid. There's two heads being in the Shulman Aruch, but it's because it's happening by itself. And the Ramah is going to say it's only permitted if it's also in a nicker, it's happening underneath, underwater. Now, so let's go to the Ramah. HaRamah says, HaRamah HaGah. V'chol shkein and all the more so, kadeira, if one has a pot, sheish b'roit of shenikrash, which has some soup which starts solidified. Because when the shuman, the fat, dissolves, it dissolves into the soup, it's not be'en, you hear these words, be'en, means it's not apparent in the soup that it's part of that it's not apparent that this is actually part of the soup which has been dissolved. The Shari, the Ramah says that's permitted. Others are not convinced. Why are they not convinced? Because with regard to a soup, although it is becoming dissolved inside a liquid, and it's not so apparent that it's being dissolved, but it does generally sort of filter to the top. And therefore, sometimes you can see somewhat of an oil rig at the top, and therefore it's nicker. And since it's nicker, there are those who are machmir, but na'akul ha'achmir, the custom is to be machmir, mi'ub machmir tzorech, ishismich ha'sfara rishayla. So again, so the Ramah's going to discuss, it's more, has a different concern. His concern of Moilit is that it's only to be permitted when the liquid which is being created is not nicker, it's not clear in the liquid which was there already, then it's going to be permitted, otherwise it's going to be an issue. Let's see the Mishnah Brura, how he explains it, Sirkot and Kuf Gimel. B'chol shekein kedera, all the more so a pot of soup. Sirkot and Kuf Gimel, the remark. B'chol shekein kedera, all the more so a pot of soup. The bezeh keshu nemuach, Kivi, got it? Mm-hmm. In this scenario, when it dissolves, the fat dissolves, mixes with the soup, but ain't a nicker. It's not apparent that you've had here a moilid taken place. The Ramah is saying that this opinion holds, the Ben Yeruchim, I think the Trusadashim is. He holds that it's that the vault knows no take a place is not because it's happening by itself, but because it's not apparent, and therefore if the dissolving is happening inside a soup, it's permitted mishum ta'ena nikah kshenimach ha bar l'soicha. Just like when snow dissolves inside liquid, it's permitted because it's not nikah. So too, when you have this shuman which dissolves inside the soup, it's not nikah, and therefore that's definitely going to be permitted. It fulfills both of the criteria. Yeah. With the panda, however, it won't necessarily fulfill that criteria, because if you have like a pie and you've got some solid fat inside it, if it dissolves, you can see the liquid that has dissolved. Mm-hmm. That's what the kol shekein is. A kol shekein, however, in this scenario with the soup, where you have some fat in the soup, when it dissolves, it becomes, in the liquid, it's not nicar, it's not clear that this is the dissolving that's taking place, and therefore that's even better because it fulfills all criteria of the words Avol Noisen Hu Letoy Chakos. Simkot Nikos Dalet, the Shari, for sure that's Mota. Hainu, Rak, Inin, it's a Noilet, Meshayach Bozer. The issue here is more Kuladik with regard to Noilet, because it's not nicar as well as being happening by itself. Avol Inyan Bishol! However, with regards to cooking, with soup, to re-cooking soup, with the soup is more chomerdik. Why? The haroite davalach, because soup is a liquid. The davalach shen istan in shach by bishul, and bishul is applicable to it if it's cooled down. Because yesh bishul lach ha bishul, balach shen it's tani. Kumish kosa mechabasiv tesvav. Val kein ein emuta hocha rakem yam dachkadir mokushi ni atzvedes boy. Says the Ramah. A true mitzvah, says Mishmur, a true mitzvah moilid is mokuladik with regard to a soup which has got some fat in it, because it's had moilid, the fat is only dissolving under the liquid and it's not nikar. But with regard to Bishul, it will be more chomerudik because it's a liquid and it's subject to Bishul if it's cooled down. Right. Sivkot Lekuf Hei, V'yesh Mechmirim. Some aren't convinced over here that this noilid is actually not apparent. Because at the end of the day, as Mishmur would explain, they are concerned of noilid because at the end of the day, sometimes you're left with like an oil rig from the fat which is dissolved in the soup. Sivkot Lekuf Hei, Sivkot Lekuf Hei, V'yesh Mechmirim Holt. The gamble there, Shaykh is a noilid, there is an issue of noilid here. V'afilu Bikadeira, and even in a pot, Shaykh Shuman Ma'orvim Amarok, that the fat is mixed with the soup. There isn't issue of moilit. It would appear that this is absolutely the same as putting snow into a cup of water. Now, the hossam in abor nikur klal. Then, once the snow dissolves, then it's completely not apparent where the snow, which part of water was snow, which part of water was always there was water. Abor shumim shenimcha, with the case of fat which dissolved, sof lamayla v'nikahu, it leaves like a an oil
stain.
Slick.
Yeah. Leaves like an oil slick on top. So therefore, it is a shtickle nicker there. And therefore, it's an issue of being nicker, says this, said the Yesh Machmirin. But afilu l'anicha b'chamo, she'nimcha gam kein osel deis, or even to put it, this into the sun, which would not involve bishul at all, because ain't bishul b'chamo. But then, and it's happening by itself, yeah? And therefore, you fulfill all the criteria of moilit, even according to the first opinion. But nevertheless, please, Rabbi Yisai, please, thank you. Nevertheless, again. So since it's being dissolved by itself, and also being dissolved by itself, and also what? Although it's being dissolved by itself, but it does leave an oil slick at the top, and therefore it is an issue of moilid according to the Yesh Machmirin. The Dat says the Mishnah Berurah that filo le Yesh Machmirin, although there are those who forbid moilid that happens by itself if it's nikar, it's only prohibited kiyim kishe yesh har b'shomen al hapashtid, only when there's a lot of oil on the pie. We're going back to the pashtida now. Back to our friend the pashtida. The pashtida is the pie. And there's no issue of bishul because it's a dover yavesh. Mitzad moilid. Well, Shulchan Aruch holds it's okay because the moilid is happening by itself. The Yesh Machmirin, who are concerned that any moilid which takes place if it's apparent, if afterwards you can point to the liquid which has changed from a solid, well, in the case of pashtida, you'll be left with bits of it'll be clear and apparent that there's the shuman that has dissolved, that has melted. So that's what Mishabura is going to say now. But that, about 10 lines down, the second column, that filo liyesh machmirin, or even according to the second opinion, in it also came kishyesh harbe shuman ala pashtida, if there's a lot of fat on this pie, shekshiyir nimuach, when it dissolves, when it heats, yezov lachutz, there'll be like a trail of liquid, and it's clear, this liquid fat wasn't here yesterday, this is moilit, because it's moilit hanikeris.
Why did moilit, there was liquid in the beginning?
No, it was solid.
Solid fat.
Yeah, to change any from such. To change a solid into a liquid is moilit. However, if there's only a small amount of fat, or it's put so far away from the heat that they won't dissolve to the extent that it will actually trickle out off the pie, elam at mimenu yinimoch b'seichel, just a small amount of it will dissolve into the pie, and I suppose it will just, it's not really nicker, that small amount. Yeah. Oyim hishlich lachutz ha-shumen she'olav, or you throw away the shumen which is there, mutzah lechamem ha-pashtida l'kuli alma. Then the pashtida is maybe heated and is not subject to an issav moilid. V'av she'adai nifshe v'zav b'bosa shumen she'vaseichel, dava mutzah v'shoy l'kuli alma. Big kula over here. Big kulon hilchas moilid. If there's only a small amount, we were talking about before, only a small amount of liquid that's been changed from a solid, then we don't have to be concerned about it. Particularly if it's happening, not be a dying. So Sefer Shulchan Aruch holds it, but it's mutter because it's not biyadayim. It's nikah, but it's such a small amount, it doesn't have any significance, and that's mutter. V'chein mutter lahachim b'shabbas chatichas b'osah shomin afal pishem miksos izov. Similarly, a person can heat on Shabbos a piece of meat, a fatty meat, although part of it, you know, may become liquidy. Kivin shedavah mutter, anifshah lichosh v'shari, that's what's going to be permitted. Kosra achrenim nachrenim, right? Kadosh al mayim, a jug of water, or shamashkim, or other liquid, shenikrash, which is solidified, milamayil at the top. You can put it in a position where it will not reach out to the despoy. Then, if there's no issue of bishul, the kerach sheyimas yem orav tekef toichamashkim tachtav in a nikar. In a nikar, if you have, let's say, in a cold environment, and you put out your nagel vasa of water, put your water bucket of water, and you leave it outside, and in a few hours, or a few minutes, I don't know, the top layer will freeze. So the Shulchan Aruch says you may then move it to an area which is warm, not yet to let us boil, therefore the film won't be affected by Bishul, but it's an area which is warm and therefore the ice will melt, and that's permitted. One may not change a solid into a liquid on Shabbos, yet we've fulfilled all the criteria over here. Number one, you're not actively changing it into a liquid, it's happening by itself. You're not crushing it, you're putting it into a position of heat, relative heat. And number two, that since underneath the water is still water underneath, it's only frozen at the top. Yeah? So therefore when it does dissolve, when it melts, it melts into the other liquid, and therefore it fulfills all the criteria, both that of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Ramot. Halacha lemaim. I must demand, what two Mishnah Berurahs? I have questions, Leonida. So you've gotten Kavav, the Nagula Hachmir. The custom is to be Machmir. Machmir what? Machmir, that there's an issue of moilid, even if it's happening by itself, where it's nikar, where it's clear and apparent which liquid used to be solid and has become melted. Nevertheless, kodem shehusak atanur, before putting heating up the fire, mutal aneach ha-pashtida, you can put the pashtida there at that point. Kevin di yishmatir, and afiru achakach, v'einas is kenim p'nei amoritz. To put a pashtida in a position that it's not even, that the tanur has not even been heated, let's say afterwards it's a cold day and the goy is going to come and heat the fire to heat the house up, and then it's going to be a situation to heat the food, and you put the pashtida before anything else happens, then there's a room to be makel, but don't do it where other people will learn from you, especially that maratzim. Sikot nikov zayin, mokam matzera, yeshis mechas fari shayna, we machmer lechatzchila, both these reasons of moilid, that A, it has to be me'elev, and B, it has to be eina nikar. However, mokam tzera, one can be makel, and as long as it's just, as long as it's happening by itself, it's to be permitted. Sikot nikov zayin, haino do'oz, afil lechatzchila mutter, vidi eved, po gavi in less, in a difficult situation, then even lechatzchila, you could allow moilid to take place, if it's happening by itself. Yes, Reb Simcha Mendel.
The ice cream out in the fridge.
Yeah.
And you just leave it to melt.
Yeah. If you're trying to make liquid ice cream.
No, you just you leave it out until it's liquid.
As I said, if you're trying to make liquid ice cream, which most people are not,
no.
They're just trying to leave it out a little bit till you're able to cut into it and spoon it out.
Some leave it for a long time, it just turns into liquid.
So is that what you're trying to do? If you're not trying to make it into a liquid...
I'm not trying to,
even. Yeah, you're not... it's very, very rare occurrence a person wants to have liquid ice cream. Because it's not tasty. If it gets left, it gets left. You know, you should put it back in the freezer, but you wouldn't want to do that anyway because...
If it's melted completely, you can't
put it back in the freezer again.
Now that is a machlokes. Because the Shulchan Aruch says you can't change a solid into a liquid. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anyway you can't change it into a liquid into a solid. If you're going to say what's the difference, so first of all I'll tell you, it doesn't say, but apart from that, it's a moilid. Why is an Issa Moilid? We explain because you're creating a new item, you're creating a liquid from a solid, you've never had a liquid before. The Shulchan Aruch actually learns that the issue is dosh. Just like one can't squeeze a grape or an olive, because it's an act of extraction. Similar to that is to squeeze a solid into a liquid is similar to an act of dosh. If that's the case, the issue is only. Of dosh, then it would only be an issa to change a solid into a liquid. To change a liquid into a solid wouldn't be an issue of moilid, because that's not doma to dosh at all, changing a liquid into a solid, you understand? Now there are those who are machmir about it, but there are stadi heta with regards to solidifying an item, particularly
to make a nice lolly.
Yeah, no, the man said that we don't teach people to do that, but I'm just telling you that it's not really might not be an issa at all.
Mainly from
other spheres as well. Solid into a liquid is the main issa. And also ice cream, does it really change into an absolute liquid? Even if you leave it a long time, it gets like a paste. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
You said about the thing when you got nikkar or not nikkar. Now, sometimes when we eat soup, I can see some droplets of or drops of floating oil.
Yeah.
Now, is this kosher or should I remove it or what?
Because what's the story? Where? You find it.
Enjoy. Okay, now this first. The thing is about the. You said the place is cold and there's a layer of ice on or snow on top of the Netlaki line. We cannot move more than 4 amoth.
Yes.
So how could I move it?
I didn't say in person's way. He never slept on Friday night. He was learning the whole Friday night, and he wants to drink Shabbos morning. Who said he was sleeping? In a scenario where there's no issue of going Daladam off, yes. Let's say he never slept all night, or just wants a cup of water.
Someone else,
preparing it for somebody, or what happened during the day. Or there's many instances and examples where a person had water you don't remember Siberia like us, you know. And the cold place in Poland, you know how cold it used to be? In Russia, we used to
minus
go to Arvid. In the winter, we had to put all our coats on and we couldn't get out of the house. You know the stories.
If I had a layer of snow on top of the Natlathi Dine water, I cannot wash with it?
Well, first you're going to have to break the snow.
Okay.
So you crack the ice, and then when it continues to dissolve, you don't have to worry. That's
fine. Are you allowed to crack it?
Yeah. But that's only a small amount. Then you're not mechaven at all.
Small amount, and you're not mechaven. Like it's just a nail on the top.
Yeah, it's okay. This is discussion. It says clearly you're allowed to snap. The Simon Shinchof, it says clearly you can break the ice. Simon Shinchof, see if for 1 second. Sif Yud. Mutter Lishbara Kerch, the little man mitachta. When we break the snow, the ice to get the water underneath.
Why
actually
the water
from
the top? I'm
explaining to you that this is a moment we're discussing is a machlokes we're showing him what the issue is. Why did Chazal say when we not change the solid into a liquid? Why? Some say it's just a new creation, it's makapa patish.
Yeah.
And some say no. The reason is because it's the Mishulchan Aruch puts it.
The ones that say it's not doing it the other way around would also be.
Nachanam, if you hold the issue of makom patish, it'll apply both ways round.
We don't pass it like that.
I'm just pointing out that even if you want to ask it, it's not explicit in Shulchan Aruch, and it definitely won't be according to all the Rishonim. Additionally,
this reason of Moilid is not really the main reason for.
It's Machlokes is Rishonim. There's different reasons. It's called Moilid, but the reason for this Issa. Is subject to dispute. Mm. And depending on the reason of the Issa, one ramification would be whether it applies also to freezing an item.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't forget, freezing is not be a time as well. It's an additional point. When you freeze an item, when you squeeze the Issa, the Shulchan Aruch said in Meraskin and Sashavid, you may not squeeze the ice. And the Shulchan Aruch explained, if it's happening by itself, it doesn't apply.
Putting in the freezer.
Yeah, that's right.
You're just putting in a plate.
Yes. So if you ask the Shulchan Aruch, and if you ask him, can I freeze it? He also say it's committed because you're not being done actively. I'm saying there are other tzeruchim to be more lenient, definitely to be more lenient with regard to freezing an item than with regard to making an item solid. And, okay. Sorry for keeping you, Rabbi Isai. Yes, Eliyahu.
So